This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Today I'm reading a poem by Catherine Keir. You can find her at Catherine Keir on Substack and Instagram. Unholy Hunger by Catherine Keir. The blood shed from biting my tongue tastes bitter, but you like it that way. The blood shed from the fruit between my thighs, filled with primordial records, metallic and clustered, repulses you. Yet you wish to devour the secrets of the universe. Oh, the irony, you name me temptress, then tremble at the spell you beg to be cast under. You pray to forget me, while carving my silhouette into your every lover. How many shrines will you build from my silence before you admit you wanted me screaming? You speak of me in shadows, yet chase my ghost through every threshold. Bride of Hades, Lilith's grin beneath your sheets, Eve's bite still fermenting in your gut. You call me chaos, but drink from my well when your gods stop answering. I am the mother of your hunger, the altar and the ash. You bury me in stories where I bleed for your redemption, but I do not die. I multiply in every cracked mirror you avoid at dawn. You dream of drowning in me, then wake with fist clenched, ashamed of the softness that split you open. You built your manhood from my refusals, each no a nail, each glance a flame. You saw my power and mistook it for permission to conquer. But it was never conquest, only a mirror reflecting what you buried beneath the armor. A boy with shaking hands, confusing possession for proof of worth. You call it love, but it's hunger. A gnawing need to disappear inside me so you don't have to meet your own abyss. And when at last you find me unmoved, my back turned like a moon out of reach, you will scream into the dark you made of me, tear at the soil, searching for the roots of what you tried to own. But I am not there. Only echoes and dust, the scent of my leaving woven into your breath. You will unravel thread by thread, your myths rotting in your mouth, and I will rise from your ruin whole, holy, and unmarked, as you weep not for me, but for the emptiness where your illusion once lived. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.